Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
God, dealing with Seth Kushner outside of radio is exhausting. And you said it was hot in here?
Oh, yeah, it's so nice. I was outside with Jay, and then your brother-in-law came by, King Tut. And we hung out with him. He showed me the Tesla. I acted like I knew what he was showing me.
I'd like to talk seriously, just...
Now if I'd known that line up just to see him, I'd taken all my money and bought me a museum.
Yeah, King Tut fucks, man. He is awesome.
He is such a good... I gotta be honest with you. I couldn't have handpicked a better brother-in-law.
Aww.
Because most people that are fucking my sister, I'm not going to be cool with. Be like, you're fucking my sister. Like, I know you. I mean, you're married. That's what people, married right. people do. They fuck. But him, I like, I'm not supposed to be saying this, but I like him better than I like Tara. He's just cooler. She's so fucking uptight.
Well, I mean, that's to you because she's your sister. I think she's an amazing person.
I fucking, she's my angel.
I fucked the shit out of her. No. Is what I thought you were going to say.
Tara,
he said that before.
Tara is my absolute fucking angel. But her husband's cool as fuck, the way he rolls.
He just rolled by and he was like, hey, come in the car. You know, and he's just that kind of guy. And I gave him a hand job.
Big Red with a middle down part. What do you think about? Is that going to be something you'd like to get?
Are they on mic? Do they have a mic?
He's not on a mic.
I got all the mics are on. All the mics are on.
They're in the back doing tree stuff.
Lummy said he got you some royalty free Christmas music.
Oh, he did.
But he was sighing. I saw him sighing in the hallway, and I was like, "Are you okay?" And then I think he just burned it 2 seconds ago. Hot.
Lummy, you're going to have to step up to a microphone.
I just came. I was getting a power cord ready.
How about grabbing a wireless?
Oh.
I'm going to grab it.
Christmas!
I'm burning.
Do you ever decorate the pole?
No, but we can. How about you decorate the fucking pole?
I don't know how.
Well, I mean, you get some lights and you scotch tape them on there, and you got one decorated motherfucking pole.
I don't think Lummy seems festive enough to decorate a tree.
I love decorating trees.
It doesn't look like it, though.
Yeah, but
you look angry.
No.
He's got his gorilla shirt on.
Looks like your favorite football team just got their ass kicked.
Does D-Cap need to be helping?
He's working on some stuff. He needs to get home because he hasn't been home.
Oh, okay.
The next time D-Cap is scheduled to be here, let's bring him in and get everybody up to speed on our newest intern. He's one of Matt Riddle's guys. Very infamous D-Cap.
Yeah, we shaved his back, or waxed his back, right?
Yeah.
Does he want to get into radio?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, poor guy.
Poor guy.
Get him in here and let's talk him out of it immediately.
Now, Seth, would you at least admit that the person that was texting me...
to use a flashlight, that was, Bubba.
That the person that was...
Yeah, can we give him a little light,
can
maybe?
Can you turn the light off for these guys?
Fucking ass.
I'm really festive over here with my flashlight. Oh, thank you, Bubba.
Oh, wow. Problem solved.
So that's what this place looks like all lit up.
Thank you for the light.
it was going to take a while.
It's an honor to be given light.
Yes, thank you, sir. Thank you.
I will give you fucking light to work by, my friend. Now work.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, boss man just gave us light last week. It's real cool. Before that, we had to work in the fucking
that's
dark.
That's so cool.
Will you at least admit Seth Kushner, the person
have you never seen a tree being built?
That I
not a got, fake
was
one.
In a texting exchange with today was not a fuckboy jobber that...
No, it's a heavy hitter.
Can you want to say you're sorry right now?
I'm sorry.
All right, cool.
But, I mean, I still have my work cut out for me. You want like 100,000 downloads
by
each
February.
Month. Yeah.
I want 100,000 by February.
Holy fuck.
I think that is so obtainable. We hit 60,000 in November, and we weren't even fucking trying in November.
Well, Seth's click download ClickThumb is already hurting as it is. I mean, Jesus, 100,000 now.
I know. I gotta get these. I gotta pay these guys more money.
Yeah.
Seth's actually teaching little Phoebes, a little Sethy, on how to click.
He's got his own click farm at home.
Listen, Sethy, Blippy, and then Clicky, Blippy, Clicky. Right.
The tough thing about click farms is now the farms are all in individual houses because of COVID concerns. So yeah. And they don't sit around and click on my project all day. I have to hire one guy. He calls his friends, and then we get the power. It's just the whole thing, Bubba.
It's the whole thing. This is Lummy's royalty-free Christmas fucking pumpin' Willie.
I figured we could get festive with the royalty-free.
Like, by the way, chat has very efficiently said, with Big Red there, it's already 1,000 more efficient than any Ghosts of Christmas Past. Yes. It's practically assembled. Big Red comes in and does this shit. Big Red takes charge.
Do you think, I don't know why I'm whispering, because Lummy and Big Red seem to be whispering when they're putting the thing together. Do you think Lummy had anything to drink today, do you think?
Lummy.
Yes, sir.
I just didn't know how he, like, if he has to get in
Lummy,
the zone
for
this.
Lummy, you want to start doing shots? What do you need? Did you get what you needed? I know you were looking for something. Did you get what you needed?
Come see me, Lummy, real quick.
Okay, hold on. I just got to tell Big Red something.
I want you to give the microphone to Big Red, then I want you to sprint to Blitz.
I got you.
Don't hurt yourself.
I want you to sprint to Blitz without breaking headphones. My
Come
little homie.
Come here, Lummy. Come here.
Come here, Lum-Lum.
Lum-Lum. Lum-Lum. Anyway, Blitz, if you could, after you get done taking care of Lummy, if you could perhaps broadcast.
What the fuck?
Did you just give him a prostate exam?
I'm under the tree trying to plug this thing in.
Oh,
Jesus.
Blitz, could you broadcast my Bubba Army fire pit for everybody in chat to see? And would people want one of these? And
I think it would depend on call. I mean, I think there's a lot of people that want them.
What's your percentage in the game, Bubba?
Let me just tell you.
Well, that's not good.
Let me tell you the story. Shane, Sumo's assistant, worked for Lowe's for like 15 or 16 years for Lowe's as a delivery guy. He was a Lowe's corporate guy.
Okay.
He worked there for like 15, 16 years. Well, they got furloughed, and he's trying to make I told him that he could keep the money on this for the most of it to help him out because
most of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm going to get a little bit, but
okay,
not,
good.
But
well,
not,
I mean,
but not much.
No, yeah.
He's going to, because they're making, all these are being made at Sumo's buddy's metal fabrication shop. His name's Setzer.
At the shop.
At the shop. They're making them there in Columbus, Indiana. And I told Sheldon that we're going to somehow figure out how to get Sheldon paid.
Cool.
And
well, let's talk numbers. How much for one of these bad boys, Bubba?
I think they're going to be anywhere between $150 and $200. I think.
Okay.
Now,
it's a lot.
Yeah, well,
you know, it's a lot to keep warm these days. How is Sumo not paying him well anymore?
Well, I don't know the price points of them, but I think that's what it's going to be.
I watch Shark Tank, and I feel like the sharks would say that's a little bit much. I don't know.
I will say the last fire pit I bought was about $600.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
It was a solo pit.
Now, Blitz. This guy who makes these fire pits makes them for like Jeep enthusiasts. Like he'll put Jeep, and that's about what 175 or 200 is what the people retail these for. And by the way, he could do a St. Pete Legends one. He could do a Diaco Law one. He could do a Blitz K one.
Does he do layaway? I have to make installments for the St. Pete Legend one. I think I'll be ready by next year.
Maybe PayPal him $20 by Christmas. Yeah.
12 easy payments.
Seth's looking for a 2021 deal. Start paying now. So this it's going to be.
What's the about, Anna?
The tree's not like upside down, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Anna, the tree's upside down.
Sorry.
It goes in pieces, Anna.
Well, it just kind of looks like it's a upside down shape. No.
She's down the skills.
I'm just curious.
You remember because she doesn't like gingers.
I'm trying.
I know. Ginger hating mother trucker.
I will say it does look odd.
Does it look odd, Bubba? You're the one who bought the tree.
The bottom is usually way more full.
Right.
Than that.
It's like an hourglass shaped tree. Yeah.
Well, you got to remember we gotta kind of make them look better.
What?
Okay.
You play with them.
You gotta fluff it.
You gotta fluff it.
Yeah, I know.
Like something else.
Yeah. Once you get it, then the leaves, then the branches start kind of calming down a little bit.
Okay.
It's been away for 11
months.
I don't
know. I'm a Jew, so maybe you know what do I know?
Oh, you are.
No, yeah. You're really not
a Jew.
Oh,
you are a Jew.
Yeah, I am. It's in my blood.
Welcome back.
I'm not a practicing Jew, but
welcome
I'm still
back.
Jew. Oh, thanks. I'm more Jewish than this asshole. I was born in the motherland.
Oh, fuck you. You don't know prayers.
Yes, I do. Baruch atah Adonai, bitch.
Oh, she's doing all the Christmas trees going up. That's messed up, Bubba.
What's that mean?
It means your tree's going to set on fire.
Jesus.
That means where's the Hanukkah deal and the dreidel? Hello.
Hey, guys. Carlos Mendinger III. How are you today?
Hey, Carlos. Any songs that you're working on right now?
Yeah, I got a God Bless the USA BRN in the hopper for tomorrow, hopefully.
I need that soon.
Y'all are going to love it.
Hey, is Babyface going to do a Bruce Springsteen this year?
Who?
Babyface.
No, I thought it was stupid as fuck.
Okay.
It's just like, I don't want it. It was like making a lot of references to Manson. And
okay.
Like, fuck all that. Fuck all that shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck all
hey,
those.
Blitz, I was down in Florida to see family for Thanksgiving, and on my way out through Ocala, I passed about 400 big old trucks pulling side by sides through the Ocala National Forest. I was wondering if you were among them or if they had a big Turkey Day mud thing going on.
I have no idea. I've only ridden the Ocala Forest twice.
Oh, where do you normally go?
I have property in the middle of the state.
Sweet.
North of Sebring.
He's got Blitz's hunting, what called Blitz's hunting camp.
Yep. So that must be up because they're taking the tree apart.
Oh, interesting. Was I right or something?
No, you were not right, Anna.
Was I right or something?
Carlos Mendico, work on that.
That has a three on it, so I'm assuming it's in the wrong spot.
Bye, buddy.
No, Anna. We the plugs get easy access to the plugs.
Oh, interesting.
But thank you,
so
Anna.
I was right.
Just keep sitting there spinning your dreidel.
Wow.
That is kind of like, Lummy, that's like borderline like not cool to say to a Jewish person.
I'm allowed to. I'm friends with a Jewish person named Seth.
I think you should probably
I'm a Jew, and I say no go.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, Anna.
You're not forgiving. Go fuck yourself.
Let's watch to make sure the pieces they took off go back on the same way.
Wait, they took the whole tree apart.
We know Big Red's part of the deal, so I'm not even fucking worried about it.
Thank you, boss.
Oh, that's weird. They're putting on different pieces now.
Oh, interesting. So like, I was like right or something. That's weird.
That must have been an oops.
Well, we were just getting plugs ready.
Hello.
But that's not true, Lummy, at all.
Shut up, Blitz.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Brian, the transporter to the stars, you know, from the fight and all that was down.
Yeah.
The
hi, Brian. How are you, buddy?
That looks right.
Sign me up for one of them fire pits. I want one.
Yeah, I'm trying to Sumo and Shane will be getting me information, and I think you'll be able to start ordering them by Friday. I'm just trying to figure. They're just figuring out, you know, they're gonna try to build in shipping to the price, so it's just one price, and so I'll know more by Friday, buddy.
Sweet. Yeah, I'm down here in your neck of the woods right now. I got two going to Venice today, so I'm supposed to get up with Lummy afterwards, maybe go out to Ybor.
What? Lummy, you got plans to go to Ybor later?
Oops.
Lummy,
what?
Lummy? Lummy? Are you going to Ybor?
Lummy?
Hello? Is this back on?
Lummy, yeah, you're back on, Lummy.
Lummy, Breaker 19. Brian, Transporter of the Stars, wants to go to fucking Ybor. Bring it back, Lummy. What do you got for me, kiddo?
He asked me. He said he was going to be here for a couple of days, and then all of us. Oh, Breaker 19. Transporter of the Stars wanted to hang out with us.
Sorry, Lummy.
And I wasn't sure what we were doing.
Well, Lummy, you don't need to know what anybody else is doing. You just need to know.
I got something for you too, buddy.
What do you got? Perfect. Brian, Transporter of the Stars. Text Lummy privately. Keep it off my show.
Sounds like Lummy's going to Ybor tonight.
Lummy, man, you really spread yourself thin. You're a great ambassador to the listeners, are you not, Lum Lum?
Yes, sir. Joby Trice, 1,050 bits. Sorry.
No, sorry to you. I'm sorry. So mistake. Bubba, I've never, look, and I'm Jewish, you know, it's been, obviously everybody knows that.
Spoiler alert.
And I respect that, my
yes,
friend. I'm very pro-Jew-ish.
And I've never been a part of a tree, anything really.
It's fun, I like it.
Is this normally how it goes, where it's like, you
do
know,
do we get
really,
presents now, or?
You know what, Blitz, we should do a white elephant Christmas party.
Can I be the
show.
White elephant?
Well, it's Blitz, gifts. Is that what it's called, like how they did it at JVC last year?
It's, I mean, is that how they're doing it this year, too?
Yes.
Why does the elephant have to be white?
No, but it's like the format that JVC did last year, is that called the White Elephant?
It is.
Okay. Then, yes, they're doing it again this year. Secondly, you and I are the only ones going to represent the show.
Oh,
and,
man, and that sucks because Anna loves a Christmas party.
No, it's okay. I like not going to them, too.
And third, Blitz, I'm thinking that maybe Clem's Clubhouse on the 18th, if we were to do one, it's not scheduled now, is we could do maybe one, not upstairs, but just right here down below by the Christmas tree and do our gift exchange.
Oh, wow.
What do you think about that?
Let's do it.
All right, let's plan it. Okay. You know, I have to plan it, rethink it, argue about it, and then plan it again.
Are we going to have stockings with our names on them?
I think we should.
Oh, wow.
What would be the limit for it?
$25.
Is this Secret Santa?
Well, it's...
Don't forget, we need to include the Diacos.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Oh, can they get me?
Can they get me?
Hey, can we do a bit? Can we do a bit where, like, all of our names go to the Diacos somehow?
Yeah!
And we tell them the limit's $150.
Yeah.
Oh, is this what Christmas is all about?
Right now it's Cave, Blitz, Bubba, Seth, Lummy, Anna, Jay, and Dan. I think that's everybody.
Well, that's Kevin Hazlett. Yep. Let's work him in. He's got some Kizash and some Bitcoin. Sumo.
So we'll figure it out.
Sumo. Regina Hunter.
By the way, Dan is tore the fuck up that he forgot to pick me. Shoot style.
Yeah, I
know. Like, shoot style. He's flipped the fuck out. He even had Steve call me yesterday.
What?
It's like, Dan's... Yeah. Bubba, is there any way... No, Steve. We're not cheating. Dan's really flipped the fuck out about it.
Are you serious?
No, he's flipped out about it.
Man. Dan loves you.
He really fucked up.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah.
We thought we knew the teams already, but he decided to switch it up.
Why is it so bad that he didn't pick you, Bubba? Just because you're friends or because you guys are really fast together?
More friends.
Okay.
You were last pick, technically.
Not technically, I was.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Not technically. But yeah, right. And I'm on your team. And you know what? I'm going to run extra slow just to fuck you. Because racing didn't mean shit to me. Look at me. I'm not supposed to win. Right. The fuck?
Can I hop on your back?
Sure.
That'd be pretty hot.
You'll be on my team?
Yeah.
Want to blow me?
What's that?
A nuts to butts relay race?
What's a little thing like a plankton on a whale?
A moray?
I don't know. What are those things that latch onto the whale?
A remora.
Oh, like a pilot fish?
Yeah. A remora.
I don't know.
You're a remora.
That's what I want to be.
Bubba?
Yes.
Can we get some electrical tape?
Hey, Brandon the Quad.
Oh, geez.
Hey, Brandon the Quad. Hi, buddy.
Shut up, Lummy.
If you need electrical tape, ask Blitz for some fucking electrical. I think I got some in my fucking bag.
You high motherfucker.
Did you put popcorn on the tree? I saw that in a movie once.
No. This is what hillbillies do.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Well, never mind.
Brandon, the Quad, what are you doing out of Iowa? Is it snowing?
Not yet. It's cold as fuck, though.
Yeah. It got down to like, what,
15
Blitz? 15
degrees.
46 last night?
Can you get boners in that weather?
Can you get boners in the frost?
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
How many boners have you had today so far and that you jade off
two
on?
Of them. Two of them.
Two J-offs?
Well, I had one complete one and then one half one.
That doesn't matter. No. That still counts. You're on Central Time, too, so that's a lot by 9:40. Good job.
You got a completed boner, and then you had one on deck earlier until you put us on the phone.
You're almost caught up to me.
And the Heather chick from that Laser 103.3, that's like the closest rock station to me. She's a lot hotter than the chick that they just replaced.
Well, I'm going to have Steel Toe Joe on maybe Friday podcast, maybe.
But
do you like Steel Toe Joe?
I don't dislike him. I'm just going to say Steel Toe Joe. What the fuck were you thinking, buddy?
He's so wacky, though.
You're
Brandon,
so wacky.
Do you like Steel Toe Joe?
Well, he's from Minnesota, so I never checked him out.
Oh, I didn't know. You knew the chick, but not the... All right,
because the chick is in Iowa.
Oh,
because
okay.
She's syndicated.
Oh, yeah, all right,
syndicated.
Right. Yeah, I got
Steel Toe Joe ain't syndicated.
I feel it now. I feel it. Okay.
Yeah.
My ear is really hurting.
The Heather girl after like 10 years.
But that Heather chick that he was talking so smack about, I thought she's actually quite attractive.
I thought so too.
She's way hotter than the Heather.
I'd be like, hey, Steel Toe. I mean, you know, listen, I don't have a problem with, you know, calling. You know, radio wars and what have you.
Calling an ugly chick ugly.
But I mean,
she's not.
If a chick's fucking ugly, you better damn well make sure she's ugly. And,
right.
And this girl's not ugly.
No.
Like, she's fucking hot.
Right.
Better than you probably got, Joe. I see you got a wedding ring. Let's talk about your beast of a wife.
Wow.
Check out the show they replaced She's way hotter than the chick that was on the Heather show.
Well, it doesn't matter because Heather's the new chick up there, wherever the fuck we're talking about. And good luck to all of them. With your boner and a half you got going on, buddy.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. I'll see you January 16th, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, we're having a creative meeting tomorrow to start planning out the Christmas party, various tasks and stuff. Seth will get... Hello?
Hey, guys. Hey.
Merry Christmas.
I just got to say, Lummy is the fucking man.
He is. Does anybody remember about a year ago, however, I said.
October 23rd, 2019.
I will be able to take this literal buffoon and make him into a fucking big-time star.
That is correct.
It's on YouTube.
And I did. I did, and he's probably one of the
big... night, he says.
He's probably one of the biggest stars I got in the building right now.
Well,
certainly between
him
and Kushner.
Joby tries 500 bits.
For a long time, he's been coming in there unpaid like a Dr. Dan, and Dr. Dan's great. I love Dr. Dan, but Dr. Dan gets to go home to a mansion and a $50 million bank account.
Yeah.
Lummy doesn't.
Lummy's going to forget
spoiled
fish
is a
with
loyal
the
motherfucker.
Stone Joey Logano fucking circuit breaker
caper. Back to Pitbull.
Yeah. Lummy is a loyal motherfucker.
He's forget a fucking man's man. Lummy is a fucking man's man is what he is.
Hell yeah.
Fucking
he's a man.
Of a man. Goddamn man's
love
man.
Me,
love that motherfucker.
Thank you, Lummy's number one fan.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, brother, it's Tampa Terry.
Hi, Tampa Terry.
So I see you guys getting in the Christmas spirit down there, brother.
I should ask if you are you? Do you got one in the hole? Have you, Jade? Like, what do you got going on? A little hot breath, Willie, going on there, you know?
I was going to try to, brother, but I saw you came live, so I stopped right away and came on.
All right, you were snapping one, and then you decided to stop?
Yeah, I missed some of the last show because I went to bed after you hung up on me, but then I woke up, and I was, doing the thing, and then I got the notification on my phone. Guys are live. I was like,
now, are you and Iggy good right now? Because Iggy told me that you guys were cool, and that Blitz is the one that had the problem with you.
Yeah, we've mended our relationship, brother, and,
why is Blitz...
The big Phil, though, 25,000 bits!
Oh, my God! It's Christmas!
The big Phil, though!
It's a Christmas miracle.
Is that hurting your ears, Lummy? Lummy's ears.
Motherfucking Phil, though.
The big Phil, though, just pulled out his Christmas tree and put it on Lummy's big fro! 25,000 bits!
Okay.
I peed my pants.
You know, brother, I can't believe that you people down there in Florida think that that's cold, brother. You wouldn't last a week in a Canadian winter, brother.
Tookie,
tookie. Bubba, are you there?
Tookie, tookie, motherfucker. Tookie, tookie, Tampa Terry. Hello. Great one, Big Red. Thank you for
Bubba.
The Hey, buddy.
Hey, Bubba.
Hey.
It's Pedro from Canada. How you doing?
Pedro, how are you, buddy?
Not too bad. Listen, are you guys going to be shipping those fire pits up to Canada as well?
You know, I don't know that Sumo and Shane have thought about the Canada parameters, but fuck. They should.
You pay for it, they'll ship it.
I think it's going to be close to like $200 or $100.
I actually just had three guys from Slovakia wanting to know if you guys are shipping there.
I mean... I think if you pay for the shipping, you'll get one.
Santa will bring it, right?
Yeah. Aren't they badass? Oh, hey. Did you see them? They're pretty fucking badass.
Unfortunately, I'm driving. I'll be watching the show later. I listened to you guys on the app, but I'll watch it later on today. And, whatever Bubba Army is, I usually pick it up.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, it's kind of like the same shape as like a hibachi type grill.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, got Bubba Army logo on it.
Here we'll give... We'll give you a little trucker salute.
Let me just drop the tree.
Man, it sounds extra loud today.
It does because the lights are on.
Oh, because the lights are on.
Yeah.
Say it, Sete.
Because the lights are on.
Klim Kush 6. We're saying 3 o'clock. Is that what you're saying?
I'll have it out earlier than that. If Anna promises to listen to it today,
Anna, for real, Anna, are you not a daily download?
There goes the tree. There goes the tree. Watch. Oh, Lummy almost pushed the tree over.
You don't, Anna, you're not a daily downloader? For real? You don't support the brand?
I do support the brand. It's rated, and I listen to it with Reagan at night.
Oh.
When they're cuddling.
While you're scissoring?
Yeah, when we're scissoring. With the cats.
Why does Big Red put his life at risk for all this?
Because he's the greatest.
Do you want me to call Bits Less Than 1,000?
That's a big-ass tree.
It's when I had money, and I used to fill up my front part of my foyer.
When he had a family. And
when I had a family.
Everything.
Lummy almost fell. That's okay, though. No big deal.
Christ almighty, Lummy, that poor, Lummy, poor
chair.
Lummy,
you know I don't have workman's comp for you, buddy. You know that.
Yeah, can't. That's no problem.
I don't know if he's...
We got Diaco. He'll give you a Band-Aid.
How about Anthony Beck told Dan to get him a fucking Band-Aid?
He had that locked and loaded, too. Locked and fucking loaded.
Dan Diaco is the toughest man. He goes, maybe if I wanted a Band-Aid, I fucking...
You know what? I always thought, like, doctors were, like, the, you know, the big swinging D's of the team, but now I'm thinking they're, like, the kickers. You know, and like, if you don't need a doctor, it's like, hey, fuck you, nerd boy.
I think the
my Band-Aid?
I think the players are like all real fucking high-strung horses, and they don't really deal with anybody's bullshit. Like the big-time stars, not even.
Yeah, you're right.
Look, I don't think they fucking deal with any bullshit at
all.
What?
Lummy, I'm about to watch Lummy plunge to his death right now.
Lummy.
Yeah, that chair's not sturdy enough to hold
a
Lummy.
Yeah, that's a lot of
I can
that's
see
a lot of weight.
On little ass Big Red, and he's a buck 65 all day.
Oh, man.
Lummy's...
He says he's 205.
He's looking so funny.
It's so cute.
Look at Lummy. I mean, he is...
They're just so cute together.
Would there be anybody that would argue that Lummy would... If we were to do Employee of the Year...
Oh, wow. MVP of the year?
No, employee of the year.
Employee of the year?
Employee of the year.
I'd give that to him.
I would.
You've been here 2 months.
I've been here for almost six, bitch.
Oh, wow. When time flies when you're...
hating life. I know,
Joby tries 1,000 bits.
Thank you.
What was your... What's your anniversary?
Well, my first day was June 17th.
How about
so
your, Seth? You were actually
6 months
December,
be,
weren't
two
you?
Weeks.
I did, a test-out show in December. I don't remember the date. Remember, I think maybe it was 29. December 18th, but I officially started January 6th.
Right, and I think your first event was the party.
No, the party was in March, wasn't it?
That was that was your first event.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'd already walked out at that point.
I think you did.
I think everything. We're not talking about your restart date after the walkout. We're talking about your initial day that you January 6th, right?
Yeah, I think you paid me for those days that I quit.
I did.
Oh, wow.
I did.
That's
I
so
did.
Sweet.
People try to make me out to be this. I mean, I'm really,
No, thank you. My family and I are very gracious. Every night we say grace and we say thank you. Those 2 days that Seth went crazy and quit, Bubba paid him.
He did.
Thank God.
And you know who my biggest fan of all is? Bob Hope Kushner. He loves me.
Yeah, no, my whole family loves you.
I think Bob Hope Kushner likes me the most.
Though. Well, like I said, and they all like you way more than me. That's all I know.
No, you just... That's
Bubba,
that's
no,
it's... the impersonation.
It's,
that's the...
No, Bubba, it's true.
Maybe they're appreciative of me that I can handle you.
Why
and I can get the most out
hey,
of you.
Hey, let me ask you, why is Super Fat Bubba Light talking shit about the extra shows that I do when I run the Instagram and the fucking podcasting? Am I supposed to fucking sit here every day and jerk off on the after show?
When did he say that?
Just now.
What did he say?
He said, how many extra shows do you do, Seth?
And that seems to be the narrative with some fans, and I have no idea why they're so obsessed with what I do with my time, but, I mean, there's also other important things to a show than just sitting on a fucking mic all day.
Well, I don't know why I don't know why you're even... engaging them because
no,
because
he kind of snipes from time to time.
You.
But I know he's a big donor and all that stuff. But I just want to know,
Super Fat Bubba Light, would you stop being a dick?
No, I just want to know what the deal is. Like, what after show? It seems to be fine. Why are people concerned? What I do? I go to home and do the
because
podcast.
Because they know they can fuck with you, and they know you will respond.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Well, then I'm then here. Fuck with me.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying. Like, if they want to fuck with me, fuck with me. I feel like when people address me in chat. And I address it back. It's always like, oh, chat cancer or something. But I'm just...
I don't say that.
I just address what people say.
I just don't know why people can't be nice. Because this is our little family.
Aww.
And it's upsetting when you guys talk shit about us. And we're just trying to put together a fucking Christmas tree.
I like Christmas, Bubba.
And get a few dollars. That's it. Keep this motherfucker going.
Aww.
Payroll's on Thursday. Trying to make it, cuzzos. I'm trying to make that fucking check. Not bounce Thursday morning when Seth hits his Bank of America app.
Thank you.
So, Super Fat Bubba Light, fucking stop it, buddy. Please. You're my you're royalty around here. Sometimes just...
There's other things that happen besides, like, an on-air radio show. There's other things that go on My interest lies in those other things that I'm doing.
Actually, to be honest, what Seth actually does is he goes home and uses your razor you sent him. It's your fault, motherfucker, because if you didn't send that, he'd be here. Right?
I'll go with that.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what you said.
I like it.
I like that thing. I shaved my balls the other day with
it. Oh, God.
I shaved my ball. You know what? I shaved my
every
balls.
Sunday, we know.
Tom has you on schedule.
I forgot that I told you that.
Yeah, you said every Sunday.
How does that bitch know I shaved on Sunday?
Because you told me multiple times.
I do. I do laundry. I shave my balls.
How long does it take you to shave your balls?
Not that long.
Balls.
Your balls.
Depends on how often you do it.
I do. I try to do it every Sunday.
Right. Yeah. No, I know.
I know.
And you just take it right down to zero every Sunday, and it's just not. It's just a little stub.
Mm.
You do like 100% zero on everything, though, right?
Yeah, like my chest.
Well, yeah, but I meant like your
you
whole
shave
area.
Your butt?
I don't shave my butt, my finger, my hand, my arm.
It's like because you can't reach it.
Yeah, I can't.
Well, I mean, you said that before. Yeah. You used to have a fucking shave stick, didn't you?
I'd have a girl shave my ass for me. You
like
know?
In or like in the cheeks or like just
well,
outside.
I get this thing called a puss back. My mom calls it my puss back, and it's
what?
Right above the you know the crack of your ass. Okay, you know right above the crack of your ass.
Okay.
And that little area, well, I kind of grow like hair there more than
a lot of people do.
I know, but my mom, it looks like because I try to. So my mom calls it my puss back. If I ever take my shirt off, she's like, "Oh my God, you're fucking puss back." So okay. I try to get somebody I care about to shave my puss back.
It should be someone that cares about you.
Just, hey, Lummy. Lummy, will you shave my puss back?
I'll shave your puss back.
Okay, thank you.
I've shaved your head and back before. You're a rugged man.
I Googled puss back and it said you might have spinal cord abscess.
Yeah, that's if you have that ingrown hair.
That's puss back.
But I do have a puss back. And it's
congratulations.
It's a little patch above my ass that tends to be like the hair. And so I try to.
You have a landing strip on your back. That's nice.
On your back.
Like a hair tail.
A little mound.
If you will.
Well, you're a smooth guy, so that's, you know,
yeah,
I could see why it'd be
why
alarming.
Do you shave your arms again?
I just think that it
shows more definition.
No, it's not. Yeah.
No.
Love me.
Wait, is that not right?
Let me know. I'll get out of the way.
Wait, is
that's
that
a
not
good
right?
I mean, I think it's a good answer. I think it's a great Stockholm answer.
But that, you look thick and rugged with it.
Anna, when I was a little bit better shape, and you know, you shave your arms, it does look a little bit better. But it's just also warm. I don't like real, real hairy arms.
I feel like you're not like a really hairy guy. It seems like you don't have like dark black hair.
Right. I'm not
Bea Fennell with 1,000 bits.
Thank you.
Stocking stuffer.
You know.
I don't. I'm not a real hairy guy. But I like to just keep. I like to be. I like to. I don't like a lot of hair. I think it's less clean.
Oh, I got you.
Looking.
I'm a hairless dolphin too. When I want to be.
Let's not talk about your hair now.
Okay.
Do you not like hairy men?
No, I don't mind.
I think she likes hairy men.
Yeah.
I don't think so. You're... She had her choice.
No, I don't mind this, it at all. You're a mammal. You're supposed to be hairy.
This bi guy that she's talking to was probably smooth as a seal.
Oh, he was hairless.
Yeah, hairless as hitting.
I don't know. He didn't have any shirtless pics, which I liked. He was just a normal dude.
Have you had any interaction with him since?
No,
he said good morning, and I just didn't answer until late in the evening.
You are like.
Late in the evening, I said, oh, hey.
Like, are you ever nice?
Yeah, no. I'm nice right now.
What's that?
I'm not just trying to help Anna. But like she was on the couch and stuff. Like this guy I think has really affected her. Like I really think it threw her for a loop.
It
I think
did.
She actually liked him. Yeah. And that's what's affected her.
I don't know. It just made me kind of reevaluate a lot of things in my life that I wasn't expecting.
Let's talk about that.
I don't know, like reconciling with my sister and stuff
okay.
like that.
All right.
I was just like I really need to just reevaluate my priorities.
Can I give you I'm turning these two fucking guys.
Yeah.
Hey, you put that limb over here, and I'll put that limb over here. Okay, yeah, sure.
It looks fucking great, right?
It looks amazing.
And he does it with the mic in his mouth.
I will tell you this, guys. Ew. When I bought it brand new 10 years ago, and it was in my home.
That was in your home?
Oh, yeah.
You had vaulted ceilings?
Yeah.
No, he did not have vaulted ceilings. His ceilings were fucking huge to begin with.
My ceilings were 14
feet. He lived in a $2 million house.
Yeah. Wow.
Whatever.
What was it, 8,000 square feet?
Uh-huh. Six, something like that. So, anyway, I had a lot of money, Anna.
I know.
And I was fucking rich as fuck.
God,
and
she spun you out on the... We were evaluating her life, and now she spun you out on the tree. Go ahead, Bubba.
So I'd rather talk about the tree.
If I could take a step back and give you some advice...
Yes, please.
Because I've made a lot of mistakes, and I can see you making some of the very same mistakes.
Really?
And,
And so we're similar in a lot of ways?
Well, yes. Like, for instance, your relationship with your sister. I went through a period where I didn't have a relationship with my sister.
Mm.
And I don't even want to start crying right now. Okay. But it was the most selfish act. You know, like.
But were you once close to your sister, like when you were kids?
Oh, always.
Because me and my sister have never really been super close, ever.
Can I ask you a question?
In life.
If your sister died.
Oh,
no,
Christ.
No. I'm like.
All right.
How upset? Would you be upset?
Of course I'd be upset.
Very upset.
She's my sister, yeah.
Then you need to get back on a good track with her.
Yeah, we're not on bad terms now, but we're just like on terms.
But you have to realize this, that you are very odd. No, you are.
I know.
You're very odd. You're hard to read. You're hard to love. And like you're just
who popped on that? Was that Big Red?
Yeah, Big Red. You're hard to love.
Yeah.
And
anything else I should know about myself?
And it's just you're very cynical.
When do you say the nice things?
But what I'm saying,
Kevin's lost the
nice things are. This is your sister, and you only have one of them.
I do.
And I think it's your only sibling.
Correct.
And like life is, as you get older, you start appreciating family more, and you need to get on better terms with her, like as soon as you possibly can.
I've been making more of an effort for sure.
And you might have to swallow a little bit of your fucking pig-headed pride. You're very hard-headed. You don't like to ever say you're sorry. You don't ever like to admit it. You're wrong.
Yeah, but you don't know the history, though.
I don't. But none of it matters.
Big E 7300 bits.
Woo!
Big E 7375 3700 bits. Go ahead, carry on, Dr. Phil.
Thank you.
Shit. Fucking name and bitch, you gotta add up. Lummy, this ain't easy.
And that's new money, too.
That's new money. And Les Manson quit calling me, finally figured out how to change his name.
What, Lummy?
Oh, I said new money.
New money. But Anna,
yeah.
You should really, really like when you go to San Diego for the holidays.
Yeah,
you,
well, I mean, that's even a step up from there because I told her I was coming. And usually
right.
I wouldn't do that. So I let her know, hey, I'm coming home.
But
so
can you be off?
Bubba's Kankles, 1,500 bits.
Oh, that's your guy, too. Didn't Bubba's Kanks throw out 25 G's earlier today?
10,000, I believe.
10,000?
No, wasn't it 25,000?
No, I think it might have been.
Who did 25,000?
That was the Big Phil, though.
The Big Phil, right.
And by the way, Big E is old money. He used to be Hoopty 73.
So, yeah!
So it's old money, and he's made a more difficult name to shout out.
Don't forget.
Joby Trice, 1,200 bits.
Don't forget to podcast today. Klim Kush 6. Right. Fucking high spots. Talking about. We talked
My God,
about,
it's almost like I did an after show and then went home and produced it.
Fisting. Ball licking.
Yeah.
Yum.
Fisting and ball licking is exactly what you could almost. You know, I'm not telling
it's festive
you.
Festive for the holiday.
You do whatever you want.
I'll call it fisting and ball licking.
No, you
and
do it's it. Dedicated, you call it what the fuck you want.
It's
call.
Dedicated to Super Fat Bubba Light as I continue to try to prove my work ethic to him.
My balls hurt, so I. What's that?
1,500
bits.
So, Anna, yes.
Yeah.
Tell her you love her.
And right now.
And tell her. I can call her right
there
now.
There's a tree.
Lummy, what are you doing?
We're putting the top on. We're a little man short. We got to plug it in there,
that's
big dog.
Way of calling Big Red short.
Oh, God.
Jeez. I got it. Sorry.
Lummy's a fucking mountain of a man, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait.
Grouper lips, 1,500.
Bubba.
What, buddy?
These guys are sweaty as fuck.
It's hot
They're working, Seth. Holy they're working. Manual labor.
I had no idea what it was. It's
take your titties out. No?
What?
Sorry.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, Lummy, you never did take your shirt off.
I'm about to be there.
Okay, well.
We're getting a pump right now.
There. We were touching electrical. I didn't want to get shocked. Big Red.
It's Christmas tree lighting.
Well, Big Red already shocked himself.
Like it's the lighting at my racetrack and the fucking Musco lighting.
Holy shit. How do we do this? Jen and Cat Bubba Army 815, Merry Christmas! 3,333 bits!
I forgot. We gotta light the top one.
Look at Big Red. He looks like such a little man compared to that fucking tree. He looks like a kid.
He's on the chair and he's the same height as Lemmy is.
He is.
We forgot to put lights on the top.
What do you mean?
We have to lean it back down.
What do you mean, buddy?
Well, the top lights don't work, so we have to pull it back down.
Well, don't sound defeated,
buddy. So just fucking do it.
I'm going to.
He's taking a little breather.
That horn knocked a bottle over.
It did?
Yeah.
I will tell you this, Anna. This tree's beautiful once it's fully
lit. Oh, I can already tell.
Hold on, but let me show you this.
Wow. Yeah. Half lit.
Shut up, Anna.
Wow. Half lit.
No, I know it's going to be beautiful once it's all lit up. And do we decorate it with
lights? Do you need lights, guys?
Do we decorate it with ornaments?
No.
Oh.
Hey, Bubba, why is Lummy handling the tree like it's a drunk patron and he's a bouncer trying to push it out of the bar?
Like he's a drunk guy you're trying to throw out of the bar?
Like, let me show the bouncer trying to throw this drunk tree out of the bar. What's going on?
Sir, you've had too much to drink. Follow me.
So we do have a few ornaments and stuff we put on it. We don't, like, totally decorate it because it's a pain in the ass.
Do you have a nativity scene?
No.
Why?
Because you don't believe in Jesus.
No, but you guys do. You guys love Jesus.
G85 donated $50 cash.
Oh, my
hey,
God, thank you.
Blitz, wow, give me that Christmas PayPal time.
Number. Blitz, give me the PayPal number.
I will.
All right, thank you. So how's it looking, guy? Like, is it going to be salvageable? Are you just going to go to Walmart and buy?
We got
a bunch of lights from last year.
I bought a bunch last year.
Yeah, we got a bunch of white
Big
ones
Red,
here.
Look at that technique that he's got, this fluff technique that he might be able to get the original light started. Look at him. He's fluffing.
Look at that.
If Big Red wasn't here, what kind of situation would Lummy be in? Because I feel like
The tree would still be built upside down.
I feel like Big Red's directing the operation and Lummy's the muscle.
I'm going to answer this.
This is all true.
See the monkey on the back of Lummy's fucking shirt? That's about how smart gorilla. The situation would be. That guy, the gorilla on the back of his shirt, could put it together faster than Lummy could.
Oh, I thought you were going to give me a compliment for a second.
Nope.
Lummy, I spend all day complimenting you.
Oh, no, I meant like, because I thought you were going to say
my
like
body,
I'm a...
My body of work compliments you, buddy.
Maybe we could talk about like the gift exchange and the presents. I've never done a Christmas present thing before. Do we sit under the tree and like drink hot chocolate?
You sit around the tree.
But she's searching for family. That's why she's reaching out to her sister, and now she's reaching out for under the tree presents with you, Bubba. She needs
What's
family.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Well, just somebody. We either got to give it to you, or your sister's got to give it to you.
I want both. Nah, I want you guys.
if there was one,
Silky Milk is.
If there was one. Thing that you wanted for Christmas.
Lummy's half nude.
What would it be?
Health insurance.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, well, you know you have to get it by the 15th, right?
Yeah.
I got mine.
Loomis?
No.
Oh, real stuff.
Florida Blue.
Oh, okay. Okay.
With a Guardian Dental Chaser.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh.
Me and Tyler's going to have dental starting January 1st, buddy.
Fuck yeah.
Going in for double clean jobs.
Nice.
That's about the only thing it pays for.
I don't give a fuck. It's more than I'm getting now. Clean the fuck out of those gorilla fucking bicuspids that I'm working with.
When's the last time you had those fuckers cleaned?
Last April.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hold on. You can say a lot about me, but I got my fucking teeth game.
I'm not critiquing your teeth. I can't even see them. My screen is frozen. I believe you have great teeth.
Wow. Look at those pearly whites. You do. You have nice teeth, Bubba.
That's all I got. Fat people usually have nice teeth.
And you have really.
That's not true.
You have great form definition, according to Lummy Stockholm.
Hmm. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
Two things. One, I was in Walgreens yesterday and saw Chia Pet, Bob Ross. It has Lummy written all over it. You got to get one of those stats. And the second thing is, what is Tampa Terry's deal for real? Like, is the out of breath?
We don't know. We don't know because Creatine Travis... And Iggy,
St. G85, 1704 bits.
Says that the thing about creatine, the thing about Tampa Terry, and I think Blitz possibly has verified this as well, is that he is working the gimmick nonstop. Like, this isn't even a gimmick.
Oh, no, he lives the gimmick.
Like, but it's not even a gimmick. Like, that's what he is.
Well, yeah.
Like, he believes the gimmick.
Is the out of breath thing a gimmick?
Yeah, like, yes. It's all a fucking gimmick. We don't know what's real on Tampa Terry. I wish Tampa Terry would be like, hey, it's Tampa Terry, guys. You guys sound great, man. Just like fucking with you guys, like fucking with Chat, and, you know, Merry fucking Christmas, guys. See you later.
But he won't even peel back the layer to you guys.
No, he won't even do that.
Just a normal dude. You know, I'm a fucking huge fan. I like to be, you know, act crazy and nuts, but right. I fucking love you guys. He's working a full Andy Kaufman gimmick full time.
like, I call you from work every day, so I should be out of breath. But, like, does he have a job? Like, is
we don't
he
know. We don't. We
basement?
Don't. We don't know, buddy. We don't
and,
know.
And but if he was sitting in his mom's basement and he thought, what would be a good gimmick? Oh, I'm out of breath all the time. Like,
I gotta tell you, man, you spend too much time
with?
Thinking about Tampa Terry.
Yeah, here's what I would do, sir. I would enjoy the show. I would enjoy the show and the other great fucking working parts within this program.
Tampa Terry's up for MVP.
Tampa Terry's fucking jerking it right now. Listening to this guy talk about
Terry, he's got his thumb up his ass.
Did you hear
jerking
the guy call about
right
my
now.
Cut? Did you hear the guy call about my call?
Yeah.
Hey, Papa Tampa Terry, just want to let you know, man, I'm the only guy that people call about.
Look, he's in the chat room now saying this caller's obsessed with me.
Hey, this is Tampa Terry. Yeah. I just want everybody to know that I'm the number one caller people think about the most. It's fucking unbelievable. I'm the biggest heat getter, fucking heel.
Which you probably had him feeling low today, Bubba, because you cut him off twice, and now he's getting pumped back up with this guy.
Tampa Terry's giving Brandon the Quad a run for the boners today.
We got
fucking Quad City DJ out of fucking Iowa that's got 1.5 boners in, and Tampa Terry may have surpassed him on the backstretch with 2, Secretariat style.
Woo!
God, tree's looking
going
pretty.
For the fucking triple crown?
The fucking tree's looking good, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Throw in some fucking lights. Put a star on it like your fucking Bumble. Let's call it a day, kid.
What was the deal with it last year? I feel like it took a lot longer to set up.
Two or 3 years ago, it worked as the way it's supposed to. All the lights you see now are actually installed on the tree, and you don't have to put any additional lights on there.
Yeah, we used to have a big tree lighting ceremony where you push a button and the tree lights up for the first time that it stays on.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Do you have like a big star you put on the top?
Well, that would be the Star of David, isn't it?
No.
No.
Literally
it's
the
star
opposite.
It's the star that led the wise
I don't know.
Men to
I, the only star that I know in religion is the Star of David. So is that a bad thing?
No.
Okay. Isn't it more of a tree topper? It's more of like anything you can put anything up there, right?
It's usually an angel.
Let's get a fucking tree topper. Say it.
Tree topper. Is that where? Did I make that up? I feel like I've heard tree topper.
That's what it is.
Okay, yeah.
Let's get us a fucking tree topper, okay?
You know,
that's so cool.
An angel.
Do we need like little blankets?
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. Is a Star of David a Jewish thing?
Yes. It is.
All right, so why can't we put a Star of David?
You can. It would just be kind of weird.
Yeah, it would be odd.
Well, why? Isn't that what we're all about, us being weird?
I would.
Yeah, why the fuck not do it?
Well, no, is it offensive?
Yeah, no, not offensive. I feel like it doesn't make sense.
I just don't. Okay. I feel like the Jews would take a lot of blame for trying to take Christmas out of Christmas.
It's the white trash guy from Indiana that thought of it.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
he doesn't know the significance.
They always
of the,
do.
We get blamed for stuff, Bubba.
Yeah,
we're not
taking over the media and taking everyone's money.
Let's put just a fucking angel. Or,
all right,
better yet,
I'm done with a fucking angel.
Let's put like a big...
Like a lummy head.
No, a gorilla. Let's put a fucking gorilla on
I feel like that's not a good idea.
What do I call myself?
A gorilla.
Okay, what do I call lummy?
Gorilla.
I'm just thinking
it's not really... I think we should do more Christmas theme. I like the angel,
How about a gorilla with a fucking Santa hat?
We'll put a Chris angel on top.
Are you ready to accept Jesus Christ into your life, Anna?
I think so. I really like this tree, so I'm considering it.
There you go.
When you accept Jesus Christ as your savior, you get presents.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I'm down.
I told you, she's in a weird... This bi guy's got her twisted. Now she's just...
I'm bi religious or what? I don't even know what I am. I'm bi curious when it comes to religion, I guess.
You're bi religion.
Yeah.
Let this bi guy take you for a spin today.
Does this bi guy really got you fucking sideways?
I think I'm giving up now. I think it's time to just, just shut off the apps and just accept the cats and live my life.
Is that a song lyric?
No.
Can you say that? It's not like wet ass pussy. Like
it's literally the opposite.
Can you give
it's
it to me?
It's sad
one
ass
time?
Pussy.
Right.
Sad.
Shut off the apps.
Dry ass.
She's got a dap.
You got a dap.
Yeah.
Dry ass pussy.
That's actually what her ex says. The one that sings a song.
What?
Yeah, he said like she wasn't good in bed. That her pussy was never wet like she says it was.
Not you. The one that sings.
Yeah, the
rap.
One that sings a song.
Yeah,
Cardi B.
Yeah.
She's saying her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
not Tomas.
I was like,
well,
that
Tomas
mother.
Said whatever.
Yeah,
what'd you
know.
Say about cats and apps?
I'm just done.
She's done with the apps and
I'm
embracing
done.
The cats.
I'm here, done
Anna,
trying.
Can I tell you? Can
yeah,
I give you some
I'm,
advice?
I'm done trying. Yeah,
not
relationship
only
advice.
Not only did I tell you to get back with your sister, but
mm-hmm.
stop trying to meet guys on fucking apps.
Where else am I going to meet men?
People that you know.
Bitch. I know everybody I know. I know everybody I know.
Friends of friends, acquaintances, stuff like that. Maybe you've not met this guy yet. You've probably not met this guy yet. That being said, you probably need to keep it in that alley of people that know you're like how fucking weird you are and a person that would sync up with you. Like, why haven't you pursued or the guy that was a runner that called the show? Because you'll have some cynical bullshit negative
I need to go into my messages and see if he messaged me.
He did.
Oh, he did?
But you got to be more enthusiastic about potential people that like you and say you just take a shit on all of it.
No,
yes, you do. You don't like anybody.
No, that's not true.
Nobody's good enough for you.
I like bi guy before I found out he was bi guy.
But you don't like him now.
Well,
it's called a real conversation.
Yeah.
It's a six pack and a six figure bank account.
It's called a real fucking conversation. A six pack and a
six figure bank account.
I liked his face.
You're not going to find a guy with a six pack and six
figures. I don't
need
a fucking six pack and I don't need six figures.
Yes, you do. That's the way you act.
I just didn't want a penis inside.
That's how you act.
That's not true. I just didn't know that he also had penis.
Okay, so he's experimented with cock.
Who hasn't?
I'm raising my hand, by the way.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
That's repulsive. I'm saying that.
I didn't mean that. Yeah, sorry. I like.
Was that a complete outburst? You cannot help.
I was trying to help out Anna and be on her side. It's gone too far. Anna,
I should still give him a chance.
Yeah. Yes.
Even if he likes
Anna
going balls deep on some guys.
Anna.
Make him like that pussy.
Anna, make him like that pussy. Maybe he's got a poopy
dick story. Oh, Christ almighty.
No, maybe he probably does have a poopy dick story.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe I'll turn it around. Maybe
make
this
him
is a
like
me
that,
thing.
Seth said it best.
Yeah.
Make him like that pussy.
Did I say that?
Yes.
Fuck. Oh, man. I'm out of control today.
Yeah. I don't know. I need a couple days to
like
reset.
That, make him like that pussy.
Don't girls like a challenge?
I mean, this is
you got nothing but time. You got nothing but time on your hands. You're considering getting back with your family. Now you time to make a gay man straight.
You can't. You can.
Cherryhead 323 with $50.
Wow, thank you.
Cherryhead's the man.
Awesome.
He fucks. Cherryhead fucks.
I know.
Yeah. It's okay.
Like us guys.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Cox, hear me out.
Butts.
It blitz. Let's say you like this chick. Okay.
Okay.
Super fucking hot.
Yep.
And she says, "Hey, I eat pussy."
That's a little different.
That is so different, yeah. Bubba. That is out of this world fucking different, and you know it. That is disingenuous.
That is a lot different.
That is a lot different.
I think it's the same, Bubba. I'm with you.
It used to be a lot different. It used to be. But society now, I'm not trying to be that. I'm just saying I'm trying to be a little more worldly and liberal and understanding. And understand the world has changed dramatically.
What about if you met a chick that says, "You know what, Bubba, you know what I've done a million times and I really like doing is the two-handed Rocky."
What's that?
Well, Blitz, first of all, there's not a lot of women that could do the two-handed.
But hold on, but that's...
Oh, is that double fit?
Yes.
Double fisting?
That's Tijuana stuff, right?
Is that one in the front, one in the back?
Well, whatever, it doesn't
Jeez
matter.
Jeez Louise.
Or two in the front.
Two at the same time, you know, whatever.
Have you ever done the minivan?
No, that's just you in the minivan. Bent over by tits.
Wait, what is it? Wait, hold on.
The minivan is two in the front, eight in the back.
All right.
That's
if
horrific.
If a girl told me, Bubba, I like to get double rockied, I would say, listen, Rhonda, I don't know that that's possible unless you're with a smaller person because most men's two of their hands, I mean, whoa. I know women's have babies and
stuff.
Oh, no,
she likes to do it with 12-ounce gloves.
Yeah, I'd say. That's not the same, Blitz. As a man, fucking a man.
No, you're right. It's a little more reasonable.
I'm not trying to fuck a guy, and I'm not trying to get fucked by a guy. But a woman that potentially could like a guy, if he's, I don't know what to fucking say.
I don't know what to do either, Bubba. This is uncharted waters
so
for me.
You
help
say,
me.
Before you say no.
Help me, Papa.
Before you say no. Why don't
say
you,
yes.
Well, I mean, just feel the guy out a little bit. Like, if this
I
was a
know.
Hard no.
Oh, it's hard,
and
but
quite
not
frankly,
for me.
It's got you tore up. Seth is even right. It's kind of tore you the fuck up a little bit.
I really do feel defeated and deflated. I just want to give up. I'm tired. I'm tired of hope. Hope is draining. Hope is so draining.
How old are you?
34 years old?
33.
My Lord, yeah, you're already this shit. Depressed at 33,
she's
babe.
Old as shit.
I know. I'm old.
Blitz said she's old as shit.
Blitz said she's old as shit.
Yeah, I am.
Fucking old lady, bitch.
I know. That's
she's walking
shoot.
Around trying to date like she's fucking 21. But
yeah, like
I mean,
you roll around with 21-year-old hot bitch standards. Right. You're 33.
He's 35.
Yes, you do.
That's
but,
not true.
Anna,
you can't shop at Publix anymore. Around. You got to go to Cash and Carry.
Yeah, but if I just
go to Aldi. She's got to go to Aldi, Seth, and bring her own bag.
Yeah. You got to put a quarter in the machine.
You got dents in your corn, bitch. Yeah. Your cans are dented.
Your Publix days are long behind you, Anna.
You're not shopping at Trader Joe's anymore, bitch.
But I like Trader Joe's.
I know. It's expensive, too.
You're lucky they just touched up Winn-Dixie. You're welcome in there.
You're at the Piggly Wiggly.
Piggly Wiggly.
You are at Aldi with the dented
Wiggly.
Cans and bring your own bags.
No.
You're at the fucking Wonder Bread outlet store.
No.
No! Anna, you said everything's a case study or a manuscript or whatever with you. Why don't you just go out with the guy and
maybe he doesn't
want
to go out with me.
Just maybe it's
out.
A friend.
Yeah, just go to dinner.
You could use a friend.
Could use a friend.
Besides stupid-ass Reagan, you need a fucking friend.
I have other friends.
Please.
Fucking your hype coach, Reagan, comes in and just fucking tells. I mean, she would support. Hey, Anna wants to rob a bank. Yay, we're robbing a bank today. Hey, Anna wants to run over a school bus full of children. Hey, we're running over a bus full of children today.
You see, are you saying that Reagan just goes along with everything I want to do?
Yes.
Yeah, and that you're wicked.
Don't touch my hair. Don't touch your hair.
Oh, that's true.
You
that's
know.
That's true.
Fucking
that is
Reagan.
True.
Do you feel like when you go back home to San Diego, you're going to fire up the dating apps even more to see if you can find anything in your hometown?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, that's what you need, some vacation dick.
I don't want vacation
dick. You need vacation
dick. Bubba. I'm going to get COVID tested so I can see my mom. I can't be fucking guys and trying to not get COVID.
You're right. Okay. And they're a little more uptight about it out there than
yes,
they are here.
Yes, they're so very uptight.
Whatever dick you get needs to be Florida-based
it
dick.
It needs to be Florida-based
dick.
Weenies.
Our cocks are so dirty down here, though.
I don't
Sorry.
Like saying that.
Sorry.
I like saying weenies.
It's an outburst.
Weenies.
The sick name.
And here comes Reagan. Weenies.
Is she going
home? Bubba, weenies is just fine. It's a perfectly way of saying it. There's nothing wrong with how to say weenies. Bubba,
yeah,
you need to realize.
Weenies is stupid.
Bubba, you need to realize. Everything else is dumb. Weenies is the best way to say it ever.
Exactly. I got fucking talked to on Friday. You know, you cannot touch her hair because the human touch makes it frizz. Her hair's different. You can't touch her hair. Well, why can't I touch it? Because it frizzes. She spent 2 hours trying to straighten it. You don't understand. You got Bubba. White people's hair. She's got Jewish hair.
Yes.
And it frizzes. And I'm just telling you, I've seen her go through a million times.
Bubba,
you can't touch it.
Bobby, you can't touch her hair.
Yeah, that's what the bitch was saying to me. I almost said, I'm going to fucking knock you out, Reagan. Bitch, get out of here. Non-dart throwing bitch, get out of here.
Weenies is the best way to say it.
God, I'm like, I'm getting yelled at my own party. What did you do? Bubba, did you go grab her tits? No. Did you grab her pussy? No. What'd you do? I touched her hair. Oh, my God, you got yelled out for touching the bitch's hair. Everybody knows not to touch a Jewish woman's hair and fucking humidity. It's going to frizz out. She spent 2 hours on it. You fucking clammy hands, fat fuck.
Why'd you spend 2 hours on it, Anna? Like, were you trying
to impress?
Yeah. Well, that's the first thing.
Oh, fuck.
First of all, you need to
really
manage
funny.
Your time better if you're spending 2 hours on that mess.
Listen, boys, my hair takes a long time to just wash, and then it takes a long time to dry.
Why do you even wash it?
Shave
why do you
that
even
shit.
Get out of bed? You're not doing shit.
Shave
why
it.
Do you even get out of bed?
To come to work?
Just lay in bed and fucking zoom in. Fucking no makeup on, your big fucking horse teeth. Just
oh,
fucking sitting
Jesus.
There.
You got Shia LaBeouf on the phone again?
Shia LaBeouf on the phone, bitch.
Oh, God. Christ.
I mean, why? That would be like me, you know, that would be like me trying to, you know, wear some nice shoes. I got so many
so
other fucking
problems.
So I just
should not wash my hair anymore?
I got so many other problems, Bubba. You might want to start losing some fucking weight before you start doing
Lummy
your shoe
is
ensemble.
Dumb man with 5,000 bits.
Ooh.
That's nice as fuck. Here comes a horn for the warning.
Still got him though. Lummy had no idea, even when you said it.
Yeah, he's stupid.
I got it.
But look at now. Look now. Let me just take the lights down one notch and look at that fucking tree.
It's getting there.
That is, it's getting. Do you guys still need lights or?
No, we're good for now.
We're good, boss. Whatever you want
us
to do. Yes, sir.
Lummy, I'm sorry Big Red didn't take you to the honey hole that I went fishing on. You go, he's caught one fish. We caught 125.
They went to fucking Tampa Bay. There ain't shit in there.
We caught one.
We caught 125 fish.
Oh.
Anna, would you want to go fishing?
I love fishing.
You've never been fishing.
I went one time.
You've never been
fishing. I went
fishing.
One time off a pier. With my
with
my Zadie.
That's not fishing, by the way.
With my papa.
Hold on. My Zadie.
You didn't go fishing and fucking Tomas had a boat?
I just laid there and drank claws.
I just laid there and drank claws and worried about people not touching my hair.
But yeah.
Don't touch your hair.
That happened.
So anyway, Anna.
Yeah.
You need to give this guy. First of all, you need to give the runner guy a chance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And stop being so negative on that. Like you haven't. Okay. This poor guy's probably DM'd you in the shit. The whatever way you told him to get a hold of you. I'm sure he has. And you've not left. Could you please check?
Yeah, I'm doing it now.
And if he has, I'm that much madder at you.
Well,
because you're so fucking stiff and selfish. Mm. Like we have to know our limitations. You're not all that.
Oh my God, jeez, fuck. Well, I mean, Bubba's not wrong.
This is the best Christmas tree lighting ever.
It's the only Christmas tree. This is the closest Seth's ever been to a Christmas tree.
Is this what they
He's getting anxiety.
Is this
He's
what
like,
they do
Mom,
at the Rockefeller?
Mom, I don't know the fuck. Is this the Rockefeller D or what?
Are they going to start insulting people at the Rockefeller tree lighting? Because if so, I'm staying up for that.
I will tell you this, Seth. Probably of all radio programs, we probably have the nicest studio Christmas tree. You've been in different places and they're bullshit studio Christmas trees. We got us. I mean, one, our ceiling's a lot taller than most places.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can accommodate a tree of this size, but, you know.
Of this magnitude.
Nobody's got a tree like you, Bubba.
Nobody's got a
shower. No one's got the infrastructure. No one's got
goats. The stripper pole.
No one's got any of it.
Hey, Lummy, Anna did make an interesting suggestion. Can we get red lights and do the stripper pole like a candy cane kind of deal? Maybe bring...
Do you need the red lights or maybe like the tassel?
Yes, we can.
We can. They took the palm trees in St. Pete and they wrapped it with like, what's that stuff? What's like the tassel-y?
Tinsel.
Yeah, they did a red.
Cherry had 323, $25 cash.
Blitz, did you know, Blitz, I didn't have my Christmas lights on today.
You haven't for the past few days.
What the fuck?
Bubba, we also, we have colorful lights. We can do the.
We have a lot of lights in storage that Blitz needs to.
Okay. I got them all out. I got everything out.
Was it Blitz know you got them out?
I told him to the other day.
All right.
I did what Blitz and you told me to. Sorry, Stockholm.
Blitz, at the end of the day, I wouldn't mind I don't know if we have ladders. We probably don't. But adding to our Christmas light, you know, maybe wrapping them around the air conditioning duct and just keeping them there.
Okay.
Fuck. I don't know.
Yeah, it looks kind of weird.
We need some of those icicle lights.
We do. Down the big fucking tube.
You are a sweaty mess.
I was going to say.
Lummy, what is going on?
Oh my God.
It's a big project back here, boss. I'm just trying to put my whole effort in for you.
God, you look good as shit. Look at you.
You like a sweaty man, Bubba?
Hey, Lummy, are you sweating?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's what I said. It's like, yeah.
Me and Big Red are sweating back here. Oh, I just took my shirt off for you, boss.
Big Red's like shirt is completely soaked.
I don't think the air's back. Yeah, I don't think the air's on back here.
Oh, shame.
Bubba's got his fan on. That's all that matters.
Anna was cold, so he turned
cold
it up
as
to 80.
Fuck. I got my fan on.
Oh, I'm good.
Lummy, I am so... You know what? I just cranked it down. It's going to be...
It's 52 out, and we're both sweating right now.
It's hotter inside than it is outside.
I was just surprised Bubba didn't say open the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, sorry you had to go through that, Lummy, but everything looks
so
great.
We're going to hit the two dark spots right now. That's what we're going to fill in.
On the back?
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, like we can see.
Yeah, like don't make, don't job out the back.
No,
like,
sir.
You know, I want it to be fully, you know. And then what do we got? We're going to have to maybe go to Walmart or something and buy whatever we treetop with.
Yeah. You want an ape?
You're probably going to have to special order that, right?
No, they got apes with Santa things on.
Oh, they do, Lummy?
Sure. No.
I went to Canada once. That's what it says.
Is that what it said?
Yeah. Were you trying to read it?
Yeah. You saw me.
Of course.
I'm trying to read it. I'm trying to be nonchalant about it.
$20 cash. No, I can tell what you're doing.
Yeah. It's been a long day.
So I went to Canada once, $20 cash.
You know what? I did go to the gym today, though.
I noticed.
I did go to the gym.
The lights were still on when I got there.
I just got the notification that on YouTube just now.
Just now?
It says live, Clem Cardio, December 1.
Are you serious?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Isn't that bullshit?
Yeah.
I thought all your videos underperform.
No.
Giving it a go.
No,
why are you wearing the little hat again? Why are you doing that?
The peanut hat.
My last car, the number is 1,000, Seth, is kind of what I go by.
Yes.
And
you've been living in the 600s.
No, bitch. My last two have been 1,000, but appreciate you being a fucking dick. Real dick. Nobody. I'm your biggest cheerleader, and you're mean to me.
I'm not
frankly.
Mean. Oh, come on, dude. We got to do another podcast that we're going to release later at some point. You know, we're doing the
Alabama Wildcat tomorrow.
I got one to release today. You told me yesterday that I don't appreciate you.
You don't.
And I.
By the way, this is. Seth.
And what did I say? You texted me yesterday, and I go, "You're the best in the biz."
Ana is currently playing your YouTube video right now.
I know.
For
I'm
everyone.
Trying to find my YouTube video.
Bubba, I said you're the best in the biz yesterday. What more do you need to hear than that?
I don't know. I just don't sound believable because you.
The best in the biz isn't good enough?
No, but you're just such a bullshitter. You probably told Drew that.
No, because
you.
No.
I got you. You told Drew that one time, too.
Apparently, he was telling Drew it's the next big thing.
Yeah.
Bubba's ass towel with $50 cash.
Hold on here.
That deserves a horn.
Oh, was it 50 cash?
No. Look how Clint is. Look how clenched his butt.
Please don't fall. Lummy, don't fall.
Look how clenched his butt is. Look how clenched his butt. I can see his balls.
Lummy. Lummy, stop. Don't. Lummy, calm it down. Calm it down, Lummy. Lummy, don't. Stop. Don't fall, Lummy. Don't fall into the tree, please. Please don't fall into the tree. Lummy, please.
He's like the guy.
Big Red, help him. Big Red, help him.
Hold on. He's like the guy on the high wire act that starts just.
The guy on the high wire that starts just
starts
real
to move around.
Yeah. And then you start getting nervous that you're going to fall off. Lummy.
Sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Look at the pores on the deal.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. We got to pull that down.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, you look good, Bubba.
Like
no, I look
cat.
Horrible. I'm taking this down immediately.
Take
no.
it down.
Don't.
I'm taking this down.
Don't,
steel Don Steel Toast.
It makes.
It's the hat and the angle.
It's a peanut
the
hat.
Worst.
It
it's
literally couldn't hat. Be worse.
I'm paying my bills, living in a little apartment with my sister.
Yeah, what was I even saying? This is going
I used to have my mortgage, insurance,
I will say
water,
that.
Power.
What?
On Sunday morning, I went to the gym.
Yeah.
And I was trying to record the same angle to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ooh, that's not like the way that exercise thing is,
and the way it shoots up.
Gotta come from
not,
up there.
It's not good.
You got to get an up top.
It's
up
the
top
worstest
angle.
Ever.
It really
I'm
is.
I'm pulling this down.
Good.
Like it's bad.
No.
It's bad.
Wow,
bad.
Leave it up.
I like it.
People just now got the notification.
Yeah, I just got the notification.
But I don't even know what I was.
I like your little
I don't
hat.
Even know what I was saying this morning.
But that's
I don't
the
remember
beauty of it.
That.
You're just going right off the dome.
You're the best in the business, Bubba.
Right off the peanut.
No one else has room for a Christmas tree in their studio.
Or a stripper pole next to it dressed up like
Amen.
A
Amen.
No one else would dare open up their show to Steel Toed Willie.
Yeah, I don't think there's another studio that has a Christmas tree in between the stripper pole and the in-studio
yeah,
shower.
Yeah, this is one of
yeah,
a kind.
And Blitz, not to be confused with right beside the bar, too.
Correct.
And stage with full-blown drum set.
Yep. Also, I'll say this. No one else has had Howard Stern at their wedding.
Yeah. Oh.
Fuck boys.
That's how you drop the fucking mic right there, fuck boys.
Yeah.
I don't have to have pictures that my agent got to me from Howard Stern. He comes
right.
to my wedding.
That's talking to you, Mike Kelta.
That was I will say that fucking wedding was a good time.
Actually crossed the line and did something that was, you know.
No, and that's the thing. I what do you consider? I mean, I might have crossed the line. No, I don't. I consider crossing the line. You and
Saint
I could have as much
G85,
beef as we want.
$100 cash.
Damn. Who much? How much? Who?
Saint G85, $100 Woo! Cash. And Big Red just jumped off the chair because he knew what was coming.
I guess my mama's boobies.
Oh.
I've got the
Christ almighty, that is loud as
what
fuck.
What a great show.
I got the content.
Wow, the tree.
Isn't it beautiful?
It really is.
It's fucking beautiful. It makes you
want to open some presents.
She just wants free shit.
I just like presents. It's fun. Oh, wow.
All right, so tentatively, Blitz, if you could write down
that
your
music's a little loud.
Tentatively, Blitz.
Okay.
everybody's scoring at home. This very loosely knit program we have here.
Let me flip the page because I had all the foot scores. Let me flip the page.
Bubba 199 will be on Friday the 11th. And that is guys only. No bitches. Sorry. Including wives or significant others. So, Lummy, that means no Ashley. No, not a fan. No Ocala Farrah Fawcett. It's just me. Blitz, if he wants to come, but he probably won't because Anna won't be here. Lummy, Creatine Travis, and Big Red. That's it. It's all going to be there. It's a guy's fucking deal.
No bitches.
No bitches.
No Seth.
And Seth Kushner is always invited.
Oh,
a standing invitation.
And I can bring a
for
woman?
My champion.
Can no. I bring my side piece?
No. No.
I got, not unless it's a dude.
I got to fuck. It's a dude. It's
I know a
dude
guy. I know a guy. I know a guy.
It's Anna's new boyfriend.
I know a guy. Bye, guy.
Seth's going to check him out first and bang him just yeah. to see.
Bye, guy.
Then I don't know. He passed Anna's test, so he sounds hot enough for me.
Then Blitz, yeah. It's going to look like Friday, December 18th. We're going to do the BRN on-air Christmas party. It won't be from upstairs. It'll be from right here, the Christmas tree. White Elephant Gift Exchange.
Sorry, what day is that?
December 18th.
December 18th. Now, are you leaving?
No, I'll be here for that. It's a Saturday or
no, so? It's a Friday.
Yeah, I'll be here for that. Absolutely.
And we're just going to call it that, though, right? The Christmas tree or the Christmas party or whatever.
We can just call it the BRN Holiday Celebration.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, we'll think of a name, yeah. But it's not a $199 and it's not a Clem's Clubhouse.
Nope.
It's a special. Okay.
It's just
perfect.
Like, more importantly, it's just going to be like a gift, like a white, okay. Like a white elephant kind of
and
deal.
Just okay, us, right?
It's just us.
Okay, cool.
But we want Jay and Dan here, of course.
Yeah obviously. Yeah. Duh.
So can anybody think? No Reagan. Just you. No
yeah.
Reagan. Just
are we
you.
Gonna be wearing or is it gonna be like a pajama party?
Yeah, let's have pajama yes. Very
okay.
much so.
Very much so.
What if we sleep naked?
What?
Then just wear a loincloth
with Santa's
pajamas
face
and or loin oh I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
I have
pajamas
a onesie with a drop seat.
Pajamas and or genital covering
nice
stuff.
I'm gonna get a Santa
what
hat.
What do you sleep in?
Me?
Yeah.
It
I sleep in
Big Red, what do you want?
Can you turn this, the camera that shows the back of the tree off real quick?
All right, hold on here.
I can.
We just want to see what the front looks like.
I know this song.
Please and thank you.
By the way, the video of Lummy.
The back camera is off.
There you go.
The video of Lummy is on Instagram right now. I'm almost taking a tumble.
Is it eating?
The Bubba Army. I put it up 3 seconds ago. I have no idea if it's even uploaded yet, but it will eat. Make it eat, people.
That's how it goes. So I want you to know, Spongeo, that it's really eating. Whatever the fuck he just puts it in there.
It's your shit, man. Don't you want your shit to eat, motherfucker?
Yeah, I do, and I'm appreciative that you fucking make
and
it
I'm
eat.
And I'm appreciative that you're the fucking best in the business, the best I've ever worked with, the best man named Bubba the Love Sponge ever. The best morning show host ever named Bubba the Love Sponge that I've ever
worked
with.
We're no longer morning show hosts. We're content creators.
We are content creators. You don't put a day part on us. We're too big for day parts.
We're at $9.99. I'd like to have another person to put me at a G-ball. Please, please spread the word. Just, please.
Let me
I can't,
his hand
I can't
raise
fucking
for some
sit
reason.
Here with 999 clicks and a bitch A1.
I think he's waiting for the teacher to call on him.
Lum Lum.
Bubba, can I say ask you something?
Yes, Lum, of course you can.
How does the tree look from your angle? Should we move it back a little bit on the camera side? So because it looks like we can only see half of it, but I'm just asking a visual standpoint for you and Blitz.
Do you want me to look at it through the camera or do you want me to look at it
I would stand up and look at it. I'm gonna come in there and look at it too.
I need 1,000 people, please. Okay, I can't fucking function with
that. How do you find a friend?
Hold on here.
It looks beautiful.
I don't know how you find a fucking friend.
How do you find a fucking friend again? I don't know.
It looks
Oh boy. Well, we still got to fluff it up a little bit more. We're seeing about the lights.
What does
and then
that
move
mean?
Them. You got to fluff the tree up.
Yeah, jerk it.
Yeah,
we're gonna fix all that. We want to know about the lights.
Oh, we're gonna fix all that.
We're gonna fluff it and fix it.
We like it at a nice 65 degree angle.
Fluff and
fix. All right, yeah. let me turn the light on.
Is probably like right here a little bit.
Okay.
Oh wow.
And it looks like it's got Peyronie's. Do you know what Peyronie's? You know what a man that has Peyronie's is?
Yeah,
look it up.
It's curved.
Your dick's bit.
Oh.
And it's called Peyronie's, and your dick usually really, like, it goes
that's
like,
a hook.
It literally, you have to fucking worm it into the side.
How do you know what it's like to worm a hook dick?
Because my neighbor had it and had to have a fucking surgery.
Oh, and he told you what it was like to fuck every time? What is the surgery called? Yeah.
He would be like, hey, I can't even fuck my wife because my dick's a sidewinder
Did
now.
You see it? Because you made Lummy show your balls.
I didn't have to see it.
How does it go like that?
Which way do you want the tree, Bubba?
Usually from injuries and then scar tissue.
Oh, no.
Usually from...
And it can also go up or down.
To me?
Up
or
down.
The top needs to... But here's the deal, Anna. It's a lot of times you've broke your cartilage because a girl was riding you out.
Yeah.
And then she,
and it popped out.
And it popped out and it fucking bent it.
Yeah. Broken arrow.
Yeah. It's called a broken arrow.
Shoots blood everywhere.
And that's why when you fuck on top...
Can you still come with a broken arrow?
Maybe. It's still...
Sometimes you gotta have a fucking catheter.
It still needs to be bent towards... From like about
it's cold as shit in here.
Big Red's nose. Yeah, I'm trying to make it. I dumped it down to like 65.
Yeah, it's really cold.
Really fucking cold in here.
It is cold.
Thank you, Little nipply.
So the whole tree, you think to the right?
No. I think just the top half of it to the right. In my opinion, is what it looks like.
Well, no,
it looks bent from the top half up.
Here, try this. Hey, boss man.
Yes, sir.
When
my
we get...
little champion.
Hey.
Who doesn't wear his belt?
You're the best in the biz. Hey, look.
I mean, that's the best I ever had.
That looks
best
a lot better.
How about that one? Who sings that song?
Best ever. Oh, Drake.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yes. Let me look at it.
I was going to ask Bubba a question. Now he's gone.
Ask me.
No, you're gone. It's okay.
To me, Blitz, it still looks like... I can hear you. I got my headphones.
Oh, okay, yeah.
How?
Oh, what's up with that fucking gargoyle?
The top. I know I'm spinning it. I don't know, but I'm saying the top. I don't know. It's number one.
To make urine.
Am I your best co-host ever?
One, isn't it?
People can't hear you. Shake your head.
Yes. It's number one, isn't it?
Scream it.
Yeah, but you
God damn.
It. If it's getting better. Is the floor level? I would hope so. Well, we can put something underneath it.
No, that's Jerry rig. You can't. You gotta fix the problem.
Well, that's what we do best here.
Yeah.
True.
Someone's taking a tumble.
Let go for a second.
Let go. Blitz, that's about as close as it's been.
Yeah, it looks a lot better. Now, so they turned the top a little bit, so we need to turn the lights off and see what it looks like lit now.
We're going to need more lights on it.
That's all we have for now.
We're going to reroute.
Oh, no. Blitz has so many fucking lights in it.
At one time, we bought a shit ton of lights.
No, hey, Blitz,
do you need more?
No, we just got to redo them, but I think there's two in the pantry.
Okay. I mean, I'll go buy more. They're cheap. I mean, whatever.
We got a lot of lights.
Okay, Bubba's coming down now. He just touched on his hair.
Here we go.
What do you think, Sponge?
Quiet.
He's going to fart. Mic'd it up, too.
Could you not hear it?
No.
Oh, yeah. No, we heard it. We heard it.
Again.
We heard it. I called it out too. I knew you were doing.
I gotta go.
Look at this fucking piece.
That's fucking 3D right there.
That's Dion's piece right there. That's beautiful. That's nice.
I did three more pieces last night.
Really? You're really churning them out. You think you might be making them too quickly? You know when
they're no longer limited edition.
Yeah,
no,
I mean
none of them have been released to the market.
What about the one that you autographed right there?
That one. Look at that little.
But that's autographed.
I was gonna say
that's a sperm.
Hey, that's autographed. Who are you giving that to?
It's going to the egg.
What? Well, the 7.
Well,
he numbers them. He signs and numbers all of them.
What's the message on the back, Bubba? There's a message.
Oh, you can't see that.
Yeah, what are you giving another one to Nancy Alexander? You're trying to hit that?
Is it a fucking love note?
Trying to hit that over the holiday season? You know what? For a big man, you got good handwriting.
Are these all spoken for, by the way? Do you have any that are up for sale or auction or anything? Are they all spoken for?
Don't be trying to give those away as presents this year either, Sponge. We want real usable shit we can use.
I would
use.
Never give that away for a fucking print. It's worth way too much. No fucking way.
Fuck you.
I don't think he's worth selling on eBay.
I wouldn't accept. I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't take anything less than $500 for a fuck. I mean, they're not for sale.
If somebody offers you $500, you'd better fucking take it as quick as can be.
No.
If someone offered you $450, you wouldn't take it?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, right.
Like this one right here? This one?
Yeah.
Bubba 7 is probably one of my best
Yo, there's a long fucking note you got on the back of that.
Oh, wow.
That's like a lot. You got like many words on that. It's like two paragraphs.
Who's that going to?
Can I tell you what on the back of it is?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
No, I can't. I can't quite frankly tell you.
Can I see it?
Go home with me.
Can I see it?
So I can fix it.
Let me see it.
No, Blitz.
I won't say what it is.
No, you're not looking at it.
I won't. Come on, let me see
it. What is it? Is that a love note to Manson?
It's just a dick.
No, I saw this guy because he was...
Oh, my God.
It's got like two or three paragraphs.
Yeah,
right on it.
I saw yesterday he was showing it to me, and I saw the back, and he wouldn't let me see it.
Yeah,
is it,
Bubba? You trying to get something?
In the next couple weeks, can we kind of worry about? Can we work on getting this studio a little cleaner? I'm going to work on
yes.
my area cleaner too.
So,
oh my God.
Wait, hold on. I think I might know who that's for. I won't say it, but I think you told me a few weeks ago. Am I right?
Uh oh.
I could tell you. Come here for a whisper.
Hold on.
Come here for a whisper.
You just can't say a fucking word. No, you're all about like throwing some kind of fucking little Iggy
that's
in there.
Me.
Yeah.
That's Seth.
No.
That's not me.
No.
That's me. Yeah, he's right.
No,
that is me.
Sometimes you throw little zingers in there.
I'm curious as fuck, but I won't.
I'm itchy.
Good love me.
That's number two.
Not anymore.
Fuck. Are you writing it?
That's Bubba one.
Bubba.
That's Bubba two.
You got a million post-it notes up there. Fucking use them. Fucking whispering bullshit. We're content creators. We don't just do a morning show. What's up, Anna?
Hi. I'm a little itchy right now.
Anna gave up on life earlier in the
show.
Oh,
yeah, I'm done. I'm not kidding.
Can you
fucking
down a little bit?
Fuck right? No. What do you think? You take your shirt off, you start bossing me around? I'm the champ.
I know. I just asked so we can get the lights.
What? Bubba's right there by the lights.
Now, hold on.
Bubba, can we get the lights on?
Blitz will tell you. Hold on.
Okay, that's
Blitz
pretty
will
fucking
tell you
funny.
How deep of a rib it is.
It is. It's real deep.
Like, it's deep.
Yeah, it is deep. It's pretty fucking good.
No, I'm not telling you nothing. No.
Bubba?
You can tell Seth. It's okay. He won't tell the audience in 40 seconds.
Yeah.
He told me to turn the lights off. Okay. And I listen to Lummy.
Okay. Thank you, Seth.
Oh, my goodness.
On, bring it. That's all you got?
How does it look, Woods?
That's all you got? Come on. Pussy.
As he covers his face and runs away.
Uh-oh. Did he just smash a painting?
Deion Six.
You smashed Deion Six,
God,
Seth?
Oh, Seth.
Oh.
Oh, what a fuck.
Bubba is disappointed and sad.
No.
I wouldn't take
$500
for any of these.
I wouldn't pay you less than $500.
You should. You should, Sponge.
I know what I should, but I'm not.
Okay.
Should I? You know what? Maybe they'll be like, maybe they'll be on sale at the royalty party. I don't know.
For $50.
No, the starting price is $500.
Okay. Okay.
Take it or leave it. You don't have to buy them.
Okay. Some
I don't do them to sell. I do them for the tree's looking good.
You do them for the love.
I do them for the love.
The love of the art.
Wait till you see. You guys take a shit on all my artwork.
No, I don't.
I don't.
I like the red one that you did. The red splatter. I think it was Bubba 4.
That one? The one that like had more...
Bubba
6? Bubba 6. No. Yes, that's the one I like. I put that in my home.
Yeah, because it looks like a murder scene.
Yeah, we're used to that.
It reminds you of that Monopoly game.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Well, you know what? I think that the Christmas tree has been erected.
It's erected.
Yeah.
I think that it's... I think Big Red is the missing...
Link, yeah, he's
Link so guys, I'll go to Home Depot or Walmart or something today. What do we need anything else for it?
Now, Blitz, do you want to go just straight white, or we want? I think white makes it look classier than if you have all color.
Oh, yeah, so you either got to go all color or all white, but you can't mix.
So I just get more white.
Yeah, you definitely have to
More whites with a tree topper, and we're good.
Okay,
that's it.
Do you want us to put the colors on the stripper pole?
Yes, with a candy cane stripper pole. That's it.
That's so festive.
And if we had some icicles on the fucking air conditioning ducts, and I think we have icicles, but I don't think
do
that you guys would be able to efficiently get them up there without killing yourselves.
No, there's definitely not.
So let's just stick with the
candy
cane.
That's pretty fucking high
pole.
Up there.
Hey, let's just stick with the candy cane on the stripper pole. I think we can handle that.
Okay. Now, are we going to do that today?
No, no, no.
Okay, because I might have another idea for that, too.
Oh, okay. Cool. So, I think we're done, right?
Sure.
And that beating really took it out of me. Fuck. I'm tired.
Me, too. I'm going home. I actually have to go give blood. You know why, Blitz? Because the Bloodmobile is giving $25 Carrabba gift cards today.
Oh, nice.
For real.
That's pretty good. Normally,
I'm going to get my blood anyway.
Normally, you get a fucking cookie.
Yeah, you get like a T-shirt. Like,
yeah, big deal.
A large. Yeah. Give me a large.
Right.
I don't need a large.
What do you use that for, a rag?
So how many times are you going to go?
Using, no, I don't want.
He goes all the time.
I gave blood.
Yum.
Yep.
So I'm going to go to the blood mobile, and then I have to go get that check for our ring.
Yeah, we got
to
get that done like today.
I'm going to the bank to get it.
Cool.
So there you go. So Seth, we'll have Clem Kush 6 unedited up. It's under protest, and it's certainly...
It's a franchise. It'll be up at some point.
And then, Anna, you're going home.
I'm going to the gym, actually.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
She's going to hang out with her cats.
What are you what are you training today?
I'll probably do legs, maybe back. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah. Ooh, I did back today. I did legs yesterday. It's bullshit. I fucking hate legs.
What?
Shh, everybody quiet. Listen.
It's a good thing Anna switches out mics before she does Kevin's show tonight. Anna's on the ground. Seth has double masks on and Anna's on the ground.